Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member Bei Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Beya, Daf Yud Gimel, the first parak, Beis Shanolda B'Yantav. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. It was taught in a brisa, Ben Levi Shenasim Lo Shibon Ben Meisor Sav, a Ben Levi, to whom they gave ears of grain for his Meisor, Osa Osam Gor, must make them fit for a granary, meaning he must completely process the wheat before separating from his Meisor. Similarly, if he was given grapes, he must make them into wine, and olives must be made into oil, and then he separates Trumas Meiser from them and gives the Trumas Meiser to a Kohen. Shekashem she Truma Gadola in Nitelas El Mina Gor Mina Yekev, for just as the Truma Gadola is not taken other than from the granary and from the wine press, Kach Trumas Meiser in Nitelas El Mina Gor Mina Yekev, so too Trumas Meiser is not taken other than from the granary and the wine press. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said, Meiser Rishon Sheikdimu Bishibalim Patrim Truma Gadola. Meiser Rishon, if one did the separation before separating Truma while the grain was still in the ears, he's pater from Truma Gadol. As the Pasuk says, in reference to Meiser Rishon, Bereimosa mimenu Truma Hashem, Meiser mina Meiser, and you shall separate from it Hashem's Truma, a Meiser from the Meiser, which teaches us, Meiser mina Meiser amarti locha, vol Truma Gadol Truma's Meiser mina Meiser. I told you, referring to Levi, to separate a Meiser from a Meiser, meaning Truma's Meiser, and not both Truma Gadola and Trumas Meiser from the Meiser. Rashi explains that the Pasuk does not merely state that you shall separate Meiser from the Meiser. It adds the words Trumas Hashem, Hashem's Truma, to its description of the Levi's Chiv to the Kohen. The extra label is understood to be exclusionary teaching, that when a Levi separates Truma from his Meiser, he's required to only give the Truma that is identified in the phrase Meiser from the Meiser, meaning Trumas Meiser. And point number three, the Gemara brought a mission from Meiser that ruled that one may not peel off barley kernels, collect them in his hand, and eat them without first separating Meiser. Yet, the Gemara concluded, based on the practice of Rav and Rabbi Chiya, that one may peel off and collect even cups full of kernels on Shabbos. Rabbi Abba Bar Mama asks if there's any process that's not considered a Gemar Malacha, a completion of work for Shabbos, but which in regard to Meiser is considered a Gemar Malacha? So Rav Sheshes Breda Rav Edi brought a situation where, in fact, this was the case, and then explained the difference between the halachas of Shabbos and Meiser. In that regard to Shabbos, malachas machshavas aser Torah, the Torah prohibited only calculated labor, meaning a professional activity. Although peeling off barley kernels by hand is considered the Gemara malacha of a Meiser, it's permitted on Shabbos, for it's not a malachas machshavas, a calculated professional labor. So once again, the 3 points are number one. It was taught in a brace of Ben Levi Shinasim Lo Shibalim Ben Meiser Sav, a Ben Levi to whom they gave ears of grain for his Meiser, Osa Osam Gorn, must make them fit for a granary, meaning he must completely process the wheat before separating Trumas Meiser. Similarly, if he was given grapes, he must make them into wine, and olives must be made into oil, and then he separates Trumas Meiser from them and gives the Trumas Meiser to a Kohen. Shekashem she Truma Gadola in Nitelas, El Mina Gor Mina Yekim, for just as the Truma Gadola is not taken other than from the granary and from the wine press, Kach Trumas Meiser in Nitelas, El Mina Gor Mina Yekim. So too, Trumas Meiser is not taken other than from the granary and from the wine press. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said, Meiser Rishon Sheikdimu Bishibalim Patrim Ben Truma Gadola. Meiser Rishon, if one did the separation before separating Truma, while the grain was still in the ears, he is Patrim from Truma Gadola, as the Pasuk says, in reference to Meiser Rishon, Vereimosa Mimenu Trumas Hashem, Meiser Mina Meiser, and you shall separate from it Hashem's Truma, a Meiser from the Meiser, which teaches us, Meiser Mina Meiser Amarti Lecha, V'lo Truma Gadol Trumas Meiser Mina Meiser. I told you, referring to Levi, to separate a Meiser from a Meiser, meaning Trumas Meiser, and not both Truma Gadol and Trumas Meiser from the Meiser. Rashi explains that the Pasuk doesn't merely state that you shall separate Meiser from the Meiser. It adds the words Trumas Hashem, Hashem's Truma, to its description of the Levi's Chiv to the Kohen. The extra label is understood to be exclusionary teaching, that when a Levi separates Truma from his Meiser, he's required to only give the Truma that's identified in the phrase Meiser Mina Meiser, referring to Truma's Meiser. And point number three, the Gemara brought a Mishnah from Meisers that ruled that one may not peel off barley kernels, collect them in his hand, and eat them without first separating Meiser. Yet, the Gemara concluded, based on the practice of Rav and Rabbi Chiya, that one may peel off and collect even cups full of kernels on Shabbos. Rabbi Abba Bar Mama asks if there's any process that's not considered a Gemar Malacha, a completion of work for Shabbos, but which in regard to Meiser is considered a Gemar Malacha? So Rav Sheshes Breda Rav Edi brought a situation where, in fact, this was the case, and then explained the difference between the halachas of Shabbos and Meiser. In that regard to Shabbos, Malachas Machshavas Aser Torah, the Torah prohibited only calculated labor, meaning a professional activity. Although peeling off barley kernels by hand is considered the Gemara Malacha from Meiser, it's permitted on Shabbos, for it's not a Malachas Machshevas, a calculated professional labor. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Yud Gimel, and our standard Simmon is a Bar Mitzvah boy, Bar Mitzvah Bacher. So here goes. The Ben Levi Bar Mitzvah boy who proudly made wine from the Meiser grapes he was given to give Trumas Meiser, and knew to only give Trumas Meiser and not Truma Gedola from his Meiser, had his guests peel off cups full of barley kernels to eat at a Shabbos Suda. Once again, in slow motion. The Ben Levi Bar Mitzvah boy, Bar Mitzvah boy, that must be learned off Yud Gimel. The Ben Levi Bar Mitzvah boy who proudly made wine from the Meiser grapes he was given to give Trumas Meiser, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, that a Ben Levi to whom they gave ears of grain for his Meiser, Osa Osen Gorn, must make them fit for a granary, meaning he must completely process the wheat before separating Trumas Meiser, and similarly, if he's given grapes, he must make them into wine, and olives he must make into oil, and then he separates Trumas Meiser from them and gives a Trumas Meiser to a Kohen, Shekashem, Shetruma Gadoa, and a Nitalis, El Mina Gor Mina Yekev, for just as a Truma Gadoa is not taken other than from the granary and from the wine press, Kach Trumas Meiser, and in Telus, El Mina Gorim, Mina Yaakov. So true Trumas Meiser is not taken other than from the granary and the winepress. So the Ben Levi Bar Mitzvah boy, who proudly made wine from the Meiser grapes he was given, to give Trumas Meiser, and knew to only give Trumas Meiser and not Truma Gadoa from his Meiser, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said, Meiser Rishon Shekdimu Bishibalin, Patrim Truma Gadoa, Meiser Rishon, if one did the separation before separating Truma, while the grain was still in the ears, he's pater from Truma Gadoa, as the Pasuk says in reference to Meiser Sheni, Reimos Mimenu Truma Hashem, Meiser Mina Meiser, and you shall separate from it Hashem's Truma, a Meiser from the Meiser, which teaches us, Meiser Mina Meiser, Martilcha, Bohu Truma Gadoa, but Truma's Meiser Mina Meiser. I told you, referring to Levi, to separate a Meiser from a Meiser, meaning Truma's Meiser, and not both Truma Gadoa and Truma's Meiser from the Meiser. So the Ben Levi Bar Mitzvah boy who proudly made wine from the Meiser grapes he was given to give Trumas Meiser, and knew to only give Trumas Meiser and not Truma Gedor from his Meiser, had his guests peel off cups full of barley kernels to eat at a Shabbos Suda, which reminds us. The Gemara brought a mission from Meiser that ruled that one may not peel off barley kernels, collect them in his hand, and eat them without first separating Meiser. Yet, the Gemara concluded, based on the practice of Rav and Rabbi Chiya, that one may peel off and collect even cups full of kernels on Shabbos. Rav Sheshes Breid Ravidi explained the difference between the halakas of Shabbos and Meiser in that regard to Shabbos, Malachas Machshevas Asur Torah, the Torah prohibited only calculated labor, meaning a professional activity. Although peeling off barley kernels by hand is considered the Gemara Malacha from Meiser, it's permitted on Shabbos, for it's not a Malachas Machshevas, a calculated professional labor. So once again, the Ben Levi Bar Mitzvah boy who proudly made wine from the Meiser grapes he was given to give Trumas Meiser, and knew to only give Trumas Meiser and not Truma Gadoa from his Meiser, had his guests peel off cups full of barley kernels to eat at a Shabbos Suda. All right, so now it's time for our four blah back Chazara. Daf Tes, so the Simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot, that must be more on Daf Tes. The reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot on top of his special dovecote ladder as he moved it from one dovecote to the next, which reminds us, it's Malchus Beis Shem Beis Hillel, whether one is permitted to take a dovecote ladder from one shovach to the next. And Rav Chanan Bar Ami said the Malchus applies only in the case of one who carries a ladder in a rishus of rabim, where he might be observed, for Beis Shem I hold, Haro Omer L'Hatich Galga Hutzarech, that one onlooker might assume that he's carrying a ladder because he needs to plaster his roof. Whereas Beis Hillel holds, since he's carrying a ladder that is specifically used for dovecotes, it's not a problem. But in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, where his actions are unlikely to be observed, everyone agrees it is mutter. So the reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot on top of his special dovecote ladder as he moved it from one dovecote to the next spilled tea all over his neighbor's wet clothes, hanging out to dry in a secluded area, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, if it's so, the Beis Shammai's prohibition does not apply where one's actions are unlikely to be observed. For Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, wherever the Rabban prohibit an act because of Maras Ayin, the act is prohibited even in one's most private chambers. The Gemara answers that Rav Hanan has the authority to dispute Rav's ruling for the question of prohibiting the issue of Maras Ayin, afil b'chadri chadarim, is a malchok tanai, for it's taught in a braisa, if one's clothing became soaked, shotchen b'chama avlo k'neged ha'am, he may spread them out in the sun to dry on Shabbos, but he may not do so before people, meaning in an area viewed by people. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon ruled that this is prohibited even in a secluded area. So the reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot on top of his special dovecote ladder as he moved it from one dovecote to the next spilled tea all over his neighbor's wet clothes, hanging out to dry in a secluded area, and was told that he was not permitted to return the ladder. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a braisa with a different version of the Malchus between Beis Shem and Beis Hillel, which taught Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that one may take a ladder from one dovecote to another. They argued only in regard to returning the ladder to its original place. Beis Shammai say, in machzirin, one may not return the ladder after using it, but Beis Hillel say one may even return it. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, although Beis Shammai prohibit the carrying of the ladder on Yantav, they conceded that it is permitted to take a ladder to a dovecote to fetch birds for one's Yantav meal because it serves a Yantav need. Daf Yud. So the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of birdkeepers, minion, that must be more in dove, yud. The minion of birdkeepers waiting for the 10th man, who is busy handling his dove from the first brood, which reminds us that the next mission discusses how the muksa status of the birds in the dovecote are removed. Beis Shammai say that one may not take doves from a dovecote on Yantav unless he handled those very doves erev Yantav. But Beis Hillel say it's sufficient that one stands before Yantav and says, I'll take this dove and that dove without actually handling them. Rav Chanan bar Ami said that Malkokas is with the Bricha Rishtona, the first brood of the season. So the minion of birdkeepers waiting for the 10th man, who was busy handling his doves from the first brood, were distraught as they saw that the white and black doves didn't stick to their color-coded dovecotes. Which reminds us that the mission was coming to teach that in the case of finding white doves in the pigeonhole one had designated for black ones, and black ones in the pigeonhole that he designated for white ones, that they are also for it might have occurred that the designated doves flew away, and these are different doves in the dovecote. The Gemara suggests this supports Rabbi Chanina's principle of rov v'karov holach achar rov. When a conflict arises between the principles of majority and proximity, we follow the principle of rov. The Gemara rejects this proof, saying that the case involves a dovecote with a platform in front of it on which birds from elsewhere constantly roost. Therefore, even if one assumes the birds came from the closest location, there are still muksa since the majority of birds are muksa. So the minion of birdkeepers waiting for the 10th man who was busy handling his doves from the first brood were distraught as they saw that the white and black doves didn't stick to their color-coded dovecotes, while young little bird left his group and hopped away. Which reminds us, we compare a case of designating three birds and finding only two to putting aside two mana of Maaseh Sheni and finding only one. Since birds hop around, it's presumed one wandered off, and therefore the other two are presumed to be from the original three. Whereas with a Maaseh Sheni, the Rabbanan hold that since people generally do not separate their Maaseh Sheni money before taking it to Yerushalayim, it must be the person forgot that he took all the Maaseh Sheni money and replaced it with chulin. Daf Yadav, so the Simon Daf Yadav is stars. So here goes. The cute little bird leading a trail of tiny stars. Stars? That must be more in Daf Yadav. The cute little bird leading a trail of tiny stars wherever it went was too scared to turn the corner to the neighboring dovecote, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Yoram Beis state that if doves were inside the pigeonhole when one designated them before Yantav, but the only doves he found in Yantav were on the ledge in front of the pigeonhole, they are prohibited. However, if before Yantav there were no birds there in the vicinity of the dovecote except these, then they are permitted. The Gemara clarifies the last cases where there is another pigeonhole within 50 amos, the Kagon to Kaim of a Karen Zabis. However, it's located on the other side of the corner of the building. The mission is coming to teach that young bird will only continue to hop as long as it can turn around and see its pigeonhole. So the cute little bird leading a trail of tiny stars wherever it went was too scared to turn the corner of the neighboring dovecote. So it turned back and crossed over a hide that was spread out for people to trample on, which reminds the Gemara why it's permitted to spread hides but not to spread chalev. If there's an equal concern if they were prohibited, people might refrain from shechni and yantim. The Gemara answers then, in the case of the hide, it's not evident that it was spread out for tanning because it's also fit for sitting on. People assume the Rabbanim permitted it for sitting. But in the case of the chalev, people will say spreading it out would prevent spoilage. And they'll say, what difference does it make if I salt it or spread it out? And they'll come to salt chalev on yantiv, which is a derisive prohibition. So the cute little bird leading the trail of tiny stars wherever it went was too scared to turn the corner to the neighboring dovecote. So it turned back and crossed over a hide that was spread out for people to trample on and was in front of a vendor that was putting back his window shutters. Which reminds us, Ula said, Shoshidvarim hitiru sofa mishum tchilasan. There are three cases in which the Rabbanim permitted their final phase on account of their initial phase. The first case is Orlif Neadorsan, placing a hide where it will be trampled on. If people are not allowed to spread a hide, they'll not shecht. The second case is replacing shutters of vendor stalls. If vendors have to leave their shutters open the entire day, they'll be reluctant to remove the shutters in the first place for people to purchase their needs for the Yantav meal. And the third case is replacement of a dressing on the wound of a Kohen in the temple on Yantav. If the Kohen is prohibited from replacing the bandage, he might choose to keep it on and refrain from performing the Avodah.
Daf Yud Beis. So the Zimmer Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes.
The parade of six brothers and the other six brothers mentioned later on, 12 brothers all together, that must be more on Daf Yud Beis. The parade of six brothers carrying the loving Sivri Torah and their little sisters who nurtures Rabbi on Yantav, which reminds us the next Mishnah states, Beis Shammai say that we may not take out either a child, a luv, or a Sivri Torah from a Shusi Yachid to a Shusi Rabbi on Yantav, Beis will permit it. Rashi explains that Beis Shammai hold that a Hotzah on Yantav is prohibited for non-food related purposes. Rabbi Yitzhak Barabdimi said that a Brisa that taught if a person shechs
A donated ol on yantiv is lash, must be Beis Shammai who does not hold a matoch. It's therefore forbidden to shecht an animal that will not be eaten. For if it was Beis Hillel who hold a matoch, since hotel is permitted for a food-related purpose, it's also permitted for a non-food-related purpose. And here too, they would say matoch. Since shechita was permitted for a food-related purpose, it's permitted when there's no food-related purpose, such as in this case of the ola. So the parade of six brothers carrying loving Sefer Torah and their little sisters and Rishus Rabbi on Yantiv pass a man carrying a sign and warning passers by not to carry on Shabbos. Which reminds us, Rabbi questioned Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abdimi's interpretation of the halachos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and suggested Dilma be'erev ha'hotzel Shabbos vein erev ha'hotzel yomtiv kamufage, that perhaps they disagree whether the institution of erev and the malach of ha'hotzel apply to Shabbos but not to yantiv. Beis Shammai hold that erev and ha'hotzel apply to yantiv as well, and therefore they prohibit carrying things not needed for food-related purposes. Whereas Beis Hillel hold that erev and ha'hotzel do not apply to yantiv, and therefore permit carrying out things not needed for food purposes, such as a child who over Sefer Torah. The Gemara brought the following pasuk as a possible support, well, totzi mas mi batechem biyom Shabbos, and do not carry a burden from your home on the day of Shabbos. We can infer from here that only on Shabbos is hotzah prohibited, but not on yantiv. And since the Malchokas is limited to hotzah on yantiv, even Beis Hillel may agree that one who shechts a donated ol on yantiv is chayiv malchus. And there is no basis for Rav Yosef Bar Abdimi to say the braisa is consistent with Beis Hillel. Rav Yosef challenges this explanation. So the parade of six brothers carrying a loving Sefer Torah and their little sisters in Rishus Rabim on Yantiv passed a man carrying a sign and warning passers-by not to carry on Shabbos, while the other six brothers delivered challah and a heavy load of meat matanos to the neighborhood Kohen. Which reminds us, there's a Malchus Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether one may deliver matanos and challah to a Kohen on Yantiv. Beis Shammai draws a comparison to Truma, which Beis Hillel rejects.
All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.